Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the Word.
The Lord has been working with me for almost 30 years, training me to speak His words, to think His way of thinking. And ever since I began way back, I think it was, He started really at the very beginning, but it really didn't register until a few years later, the importance and how powerful that word is. And when I realized that, and when I began to realize that, and that was when, like I said before, that I began writing in things in books, and this, like I said, was my first one, and I started writing things down, and then God began speaking to me and telling me things that He wanted to bless me with, and the things I was writing down, in the natural, it seemed so impossible. I cannot tell you how sitting on a sofa by myself, I've lost everything. I cannot tell you how impossible in the natural that it seemed that this was going to take place. But I'm standing here today as a walking witness to let you know that every word and then some, and in all the other books, I can't go through any page in this book or any other books that God has not fulfilled that He said He was going to do. We have to understand what the Word of God tells us. The Word of God tells us that He is not a man that He should lie. He is not the son of man that He should change His mind. He says, has He not spoken it, and has it, and will it not be? So if God has spoken it, saints, He will produce it. It will come to pass. He gave us His Word, and then He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us discern and understand their meaning. We have, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we have been given the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts, the feelings, and purposes of His heart, according to 2 Corinthians 2:16. And not only do we have the mind of Christ, but it also tells us in 1 John 2:20 that you have been anointed, and that you have unction from the Holy One, and you know the truth, or you know all things. He's talking about Holy Spirit. Friends, He's talking about you knowing all things in your spirit and not in your mind, because you might be thinking today, with Pastor Joe, I don't know all things. But you do. It's not in your mind, but it's in your spirit. And when He said that He's given us every gift pertaining to life and godliness, He has already given us every gift pertaining to life and godliness. It's in our spirits, but we can't use something if we don't recognize that we have it. You know, there's been many times on my car when I bought it a few years ago that it had a lot of features that really were beneficial to me, but I didn't know how to use them. I didn't even know I had them. You know, so if you don't know you have something, you can't do anything if you don't know you have it. But I want to tell you today that you do possess every good gift pertaining unto life and godliness, and you can bring it forth. It's in here. One of the revelations that we need to get is that there is a war being waged in your minds. This is what Satan is after, saints. I don't know if I'm going to get it verbatim, but I want to share just a little article that I read a couple of years ago about a comment that Adolf Hitler made. You know, they were telling Adolf Hitler about this was during World War II, and they were telling Adolf Hitler about the adults, you know, and what they were doing and what they knew and all. And he told them, he said, I'm not concerned about them. He said, they're going to pass on. He said, I'm concerned about the children. He said, these are the ones we want to train. And you may not recognize that today, but I'm telling you right now, for quite a few years, the enemy has been doing that same thing that Adolf Hitler was talking about many, many years ago. God hasn't changed, but Satan, his tactics haven't changed either. He's still trying to reprogram the minds of our children, and it's not a good thing that he's doing. And so we are going to, and I know that this is off the subject, but we have to be so much more careful about our children, what they're seeing, what they're listening to. Their minds are being reprogrammed, just like you can think of it almost like these people that were abducted into cults and their minds were reprogrammed to think that way. Well, this is what we've been doing with our children all these years, that they've been doing that in the schools and in other places, and on TV with the games they play, and the movies, everything, reprogramming their minds to the world's way of thinking, which brings death, doubt, and filling them with fear. And like I said, I didn't mean to get off on that subject, but I was thinking about that this morning when I was thinking about Adolf Hitler and what he said and the comment that he made. He was more concerned about the young ones, and I think that's why they're doing so much damage over the years to our young ones. He knows that if he can keep you ignorant, Satan knows that if you can keep you ignorant, he can keep you defeated, he can keep you broke, he can keep you sick, and he can keep you filled with fear. God tells us in Hosea 4:6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He has given us a weapon, and that weapon is his word, saints. Remember in Luke 4:4, when Jesus was talking to Satan and what he told Satan when he was trying to tempt him. Jesus says, it is written, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, as I said before in Ephesians 6:17. You have to know that Satan's power is limited too. I want to say that again. A lot of people in their minds, believers, non-believers, y'all don't think that Satan has all kind, you know, his power is not limited, you know, but it is. It is. It's limited. You have to understand that he has power, but he doesn't have any authority. And that's a big difference. When we speak the word of faith, saints, I want you to know, according to the word of God, that hell shakes. It says in James 2:19, says, you believe that God is one, you do well. He said, even the demons believe, he says, and shudder. Some versions say they shake with fear. This verse highlights that even demons who are aligned with Satan recognize God's power and existence, and this recognition causes them to tremble with fear. Satan and his minions have already experienced what the Word of God can do. They're fully aware of its power, and brothers and sisters, we need to know it too. Another thing you need to know is that God did not send the Holy Spirit to non-believers to help them, according to John 14:26, but he did send Holy Spirit to us, friends, for God said his words were foolishness to the non-believers, you know, but it's not foolishness to you, and it's not foolishness to me too. But one thing I want to leave you with today is to recognize that there is power in the written word of God. Jesus is his word. The word was made flesh. He dwelt among us. And just keep those things in mind and know that God has given his word. And when you speak his word, you're speaking power. You're wielding the sword of the Spirit. And don't forget to put on your full armor every day, because we are in a battle. We are in a battle, and speaking God's word is your weapon. It's the only weapon you have. It's the only weapon that you need. And I really pray that you will keep a closer eye on your children, on what they watch and what they listen to. And I really pray with everything in me that you will recognize the power that's in these lips here, and the words coming out of your mouth is what you're going to get. That's what's going to bring you what you've been wanting. You have been speaking the language that you weren't even aware of, and the language that you were speaking that you're not aware of was opposite from what God's Word says, and you were getting the opposite of what God's Word said.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that when I kneel to pray, you hear my voice only and know me personally. Help me to be more conscious of the things I say. Help me, Lord, to better understand that renewing my mind is a process, and it is something I need to do daily to always come into agreement with your word. For it is by speaking your word that I will be speaking life and not death. And it is through the living word that I'll be speaking life, health, and prosperity. Your word tells us not to let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Help us to understand, Lord, that it is also by placing a guard on our mouth and speaking only the word of God that we can prove for ourselves his word is true and begin to step out in faith on his promises. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.